This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It is Thursday already, the end almost of the first week of the new year. Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Thrilling people. It's kind of thrilling for me to own my own business. Jennifer owns her. Well, I suppose we all own our own businesses when you get right down to it. It certainly is not for the faint of heart. I've done little surveys over the years and found that this program is very popular with people who have their own businesses. And though maybe it's because their affinity for me, being a small business person in a large pool of sharks, two or three companies that basically control three quarters of what goes on in the radio business. But I've found real possibilities with this over the years and the other things that I do, like the DJV health program over the weekend, the American Family Farmer. All these speak to my interests and hopefully yours as well. To be of service is what kind of we're all about here. So having said that, looking around at some of the things that we ought to at least spend a few minutes on, ladies, the Palestinians and President Biden wanting him to take a more active role in the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And I guess my question would be, to what end? This has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. What do they expect Biden to do? Is it the day-to-day stuff? The Palestinians really are the masters of their fate.
Reopening that consulate in Jerusalem is a big priority for the Palestinians, and so I think they're kind of waiting for that to happen. Because Trump closed it in 2019, Biden campaigned saying he would reopen it, but it hasn't happened yet. So Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, said it, essentially that it's the strong Israeli opposition that is preventing that consulate from being reopened.
So, why? What's the problem?
I don't know. Well, what is exactly? Like, what is the problem? Like you said, this has been going on for so long.
Yeah, it's silly.
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah.
For me, it seems kind of silly. All these people meeting back and forth and taking emergency flights to come on.
Well, and Naftali Bennett, the new Israeli prime minister, he doesn't believe in the two-state solution that so many people have talked about for so long. So yeah. I don't really think that it feels like it's a non-starter.
Yeah. All right. So Jennifer, Larry Elder has said he's not going to run against Gavin Newsom for the governor's chair. So does that mean we're going to get another 4 years of this boob? Or is there somebody, a Republican, is really good that can muster a good...
No,
why did Larry not want to run?
Because there was the time to run was during a recall election, and he did really well. He got a lot of votes, but he didn't have enough to beat down Gavin Newsom's machine. And so I think anybody that would consider running against Newsom right now, it's really not an effective use. Yeah, it's not an effective use of time or money, especially after he survived a recall. So it's unfortunate that people in California are so stupid and that they just don't realize that they should shake it up a little bit, whether that's with Larry Elder or with somebody else. But unfortunately, I don't see a change.
Any single denominational power like the Democrats have in California only goes in one direction, and it's not up.
It's been going down for a while.
He's going to start a pack, though, isn't he? Did I see that he's going to start a pack?
Yeah, so he's doing the Elder Pack. I think he's got a Country Save. Yeah, a Country to Save, and so I think he's going to be supporting congressional and Senate races for now. And who knows? I mean, maybe if there's another opportunity that comes along. I don't think he's done with politics. This keeps him kind of active. He's really good at raising money. He raised over $20 million in just a few weeks that he was running, because it really was only like 6 or 7 weeks that he was actually in the race. So. I think he's got a lot of power, and he can gin people up. He's very articulate.
Well, the news media, though, out there did a nice job of putting him into a buttonhole, I know him well enough to know that he's not an extremist, that he has very strong, well-thought-out opinions and plans with regard. And the thing that I have repeated over and over and over again, he was the one who, if you've heard me say this, he was the one who first said it. If you are, why would you, as a person in America today, pay retributions when you don't have slaves to people who never were slaves? Why would you do that?
I think there's also a lot of racism and sexism that exists in this country, which we know exists a lot on the left. If you don't fit a certain mold, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I get called awful names and feel marginalized because I'm a female who doesn't, you know, who's left the reservation of what leftists think is appropriate.
Really? I want to go beat those people up. You tell me who it is, your father and I are going to go beat them up.
Yeah, you're going to go over and take the crowbar. But Larry felt it. He had someone throw an egg at his head while he was out in Venice.
A lot of people said that was a
calling him
job.
An Uncle Tom and all these things. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. It's hard because instead of focusing on what people are actually saying, it's either about taking them down or about putting them into certain categories, you know, and that's what happened with Larry. I don't think we ever got, it would have been really nice to actually see a one-on-one debate between Larry Elder and Gavin Newsom so that they could actually articulate their policies instead of just having it be so much about mudslinging.
Throwing mud.
He's a Trump, you know, he's a little Trump guy.
Yeah.
He's a
So,
I don't know. It would be nice if we could get back to that. If we could get back to substantive issues, I think that would be nice. But I don't see it happening.
Because of Omicron, things in Los Angeles are coming to a grinding halt. Production of a lot of TV shows like NCIS has been stopped. The Grammys are going to be postponed. Where are they moving and when are they going to take place?
I don't think they've announced.
Have they announced it yet?
Scheduled.
Yeah. They haven't.
It was supposed to be at the end of the month and they canceled. The bigger concern, no offense to the Grammys, but is the Super Bowl, which is happening, I think it's the second week of February because of the Olympics. And that's supposed to be at SoFi Stadium. And there's been a lot of concern about whether or not California is going to be able to keep it because I've told you everybody's sick here. And so.
But it'll be over by then. Anybody who's anybody looking at this, no matter what their scientific background, everybody pretty much says the same thing. This is one and done. Up, down, gone. Finished.
That doesn't mean that Texas isn't taking a good run at it, which is the story today that Texas is trying to say, hey, if California won't accommodate you, we'll take you.
Oh, you come here? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Sure, a lot of places will be.
Yeah, of course. There's good business. Sundance Film Festival is going viral instead of being because of all of this stuff, right? It's Omicron, Omicron, Omicron. It's the same old thing. Sundance is supposed to start, the week after next, I think, right? And so how do they do this online? Aren't the people who are there supposed to go and
they'll have to
see
send
the
everyone
films?
They send everybody a link with a passcode so they can,
like
they can screen. Yeah, so they can screen everything at home.
It's actually pretty easy to do Sundance from home, but the glamorous part of going to Sundance and being seen and, you
the
know,
panels,
your little ski outfit and stuff is going to be missed, I'm sure.
You know, Megan was talking to me about this yesterday, Jen, because she and her husband are profs at UCLA. There's a study that came out of there, I think, in the last day or two, suggesting fast food workers are at the highest risk of getting COVID. Is this Delta or is this Omicron or is this all of them?
Just I think all in general, I think all encompassing. Just they did a study about which professions are most at risk. And I think many of us might think it's you might think it's somebody in the medical profession, maybe law enforcement, maybe teachers. They're saying by and large it's fast food workers. And that's because of a lack of resources. And they're really in people's faces. I mean, you think about it. The drive-thru doesn't seem like a super dangerous place. But
no.
But you are close. Even though you're outdoors, you are really close to someone. And
I always put a mask on as a courtesy if I'm going through a drive-thru. Absolutely. Yeah. It's rude. I mean, the people have to do their job, and they have to interact. They have to take your credit card, or some people use cash, or I don't have
here I am with cash.
Yeah. So they have to handle that. They've got to interact with you. They have to give change. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a courtesy to just wear a mask if you're at the drive-thru.
All right, so what's going on? Today's January 6th. A year ago today, the big hoopla in Washington. I want to pay little or no attention to this because, going back to what happened last year, the perpetrators are being held accountable. Aren't there a bunch of people that have been tried or already said they were guilty?
Yeah, a bunch of them have been sentenced already. Right.
Yeah, there have been a lot of arrests actually already made. There was an interesting article, I'm trying to find it, that Axios did today about just some of the numbers, like the sheer numbers of people that have been arrested. The total number is 725 people from all 50 states that were there and arrested.
What are they doing with these people?
Well, that's the question. Yeah, there's been 5,000 subpoenas and search warrants, 2,000 devices have been seized, 20,000 hours of video footage, and 15 terabytes of data, which have been looked through to try to figure it out. And there's also been, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there, you know, there was, at the beginning, there were a lot of people who were saying that there were counter-protest groups that were there, and then the FBI director came out, I think it was March of last year, Christopher Wray, and he said, nope, we had no evidence of counter-protesting groups that were there. But there were new documents that were just released that show that there were actually 13, including the head of Antifa, who was also in the crowd at the Capitol. So that doesn't mean anything. The people, I don't care if they're Antifa or Trump supporters or whoever broke into the Capitol should be held accountable. I don't think any of us disagree with that. But it's just, it's very unnerving when everything seems to be political and just not about preventing something like this from happening again. And that accounts for people who are Trump supporters like me and for people who are not.
Discount those people that don't agree with you. That's it. End of story. That's what they do. All right. Let's spend a minute on COVID for a second because the panel that backed the Pfizer boosters for teenagers going around. There's a couple of other pieces of the pie here. I was looking at the fact that this all started in South Africa. It was only 7 weeks ago. Do you remember that? It was do you realize this Omicron thing was instant? It was like lightning, instant. Bing, bang, boom. Everybody's worried about it. So many people have gotten it. The scientists down there said, and I think it's probably borne out, it's unlikely that it would be like any of its predecessors. It's also unlikely that it would stick around long, but it also was likely that it was very transmissible. All three of those things have come to pass, haven't they? When you get down to the brass tacks of it all. And so I'm looking at South Africa and Israel, I think we've said this before, as the people and folks to pay attention to. Dr. Monica Gandhi is the one from South Africa who's really been at the forefront of all of this stuff. She's done a lot of autopsies and stuff to get to the bottom of how these various things, these pieces of this fit together. But I think the good news is that it may be at its peak now or will be in the next week or two, and then it goes down as fast as it came up. Keep our fingers crossed for that, please. 18 after the hour. A weak battery could leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for our trending portion of this hour. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria Keelan and me to dig around in the Hudson family. The Hudson family players are in the focus after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Well, let's see who's got today's Great Life and Living Award, Jay. Looks like the Hudson, well, is it the Hudson, Hahn, Russell family? Is that
yeah.
Who we, kind
yeah,
of
it almost sounds
there.
Like a law firm.
It does, right?
Yeah, no, yes. Oliver Hudson was on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and he had called in from his family's home in Aspen. And when I say the family's home, it's Goldie Hahn and Kurt Russell's home. And he actually gave kind of like a little mini tour of it. And it was cool because he was coming from the guest house, and he kind of also gave the history that the guest house was the original house his mom bought, and then Kurt ended up building the main house, and they've spent so much time there. He said that he's been going there for like 30-something years. He attended elementary school there. At one point, he actually took his own kids out of school in L.A. and moved them up to the mountains, and he was just saying how much he loves the mountains, and I get it. The mountains are great. I went to college right outside of Aspen. It is beautiful.
Yeah, they have
a
lot.
It is a whole different kind of air out there.
To each his own. Yeah, the air is much better, but I like, well, it's thinner, amongst other things, but I like the wide open spaces, but that's just me. A lot of people love the mountains. That's why we have 57 different flavors of, what, 50... Heinz 57, 57 different kinds of ketchup, or the 57 different ingredients in Heinz
57
ketchup?
Spices, wasn't it?
Spices, oh, that was it. There's 38 different ice cream flavors in Howard Johnson's, that was it. At any rate, what's that got to do?
I don't know.
With any of this? There. So, okay, so she's going around, she has video of everybody asleep. It's kind of funny. Isn't it?
Years ago. Kate Hudson and her brother Oliver Hudson are just, they are hilarious siblings. They have a podcast together, and I used to follow both of them on social media because their Instagram stories, and when Snapchat was a thing, they were always so funny because they would rib each other. They would have family vacations together. There was one where the night before, the adults were all drinking, and so the next morning, Kate's awake, and she's the only adult awake, and she's like, the thing that stinks about being the first one to wake up after a night of drinking is you become the parent to everybody, and she was going around and like taping everybody, recording everybody, all the adults sleeping. And
are you sleeping? Yes, we are. So, no, it's nice though to see, as what Victoria's saying off here, when she's interviewed Kate Hudson, she's just fun.
She's amazing. One of my favorites.
Kind of what you want to think about people. Let's have them. I want to be real people. 28 after the hour, these are the real people of the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Deep breath.
My's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chicago Teachers Union has voted to close down in-class learning for our kids. In fact, some other school districts are staying closed too due to COVID-19. This seems to contradict what science and the White House are saying. Jen Psaki from the Lectern Wednesday.
As the president said yesterday, he wants schools to be open. We know they can be open safely, and we're here to help make that happen. And he agrees with medical, scientific, and education experts that because of the historic work we've done, we are more than equipped to ensure schools are open.
A dishonest juror may have given defense attorneys for Ghislaine Maxwell a new trial after a juror said in media interviews that he was the victim of sexual abuse as a child, yet that information was not disclosed during jury selection. Maxwell was convicted last month on 5 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a minor. Prosecutors also asked Judge Allison Nathan to bring back the juror to question him about the comments. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Supply Chain Task Force leader John Pancari from the White House lectern Wednesday reflects on last year's holiday supply chain numbers. Here's some of that briefing.
The president saw early on how the pandemic was putting our supply chains to the test. In February, he issued an executive order requiring agencies to produce reports identifying challenges in our supply chains for a set of critical products and for a set of critical industries. When the first reports were released in June, he created a supply chain disruptions task force at the cabinet level to use every government lever to address the near-term disruptions related to the pandemic. One area he asked the task force to focus on was ports and trucking. In July, Secretary Buttigieg convened all of the key players from the goods movement supply chain, ports, labor, trucking, businesses, and more. In August, I joined the effort to serve as an honest broker who could help move everyone from finger-pointing towards taking action. By October, the president brought together the nation's largest retailers, ports, and labor, and earned commitments from all to move toward a 24/7 supply chain system. We also worked with the ports to propose fees on ocean carriers that were leaving import containers at the ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach for too long. This fee has helped lead to a 40% reduction in long-dwelling containers at those two ports.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take a look at the Facebook pages, facebook.com/DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. My own Facebook page is facebook.com/Doug Steffen. You see a lot of things going on with my family, sometimes on the farm. You can see what's going on the farm if you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, or facebook.com/Eastley Farm. And the DJV social media as well, facebook.com/DJV show. Jay is just posting a video of cows being milked in a parlor, which is, if you know anything about farming, it's kind of a cool thing to see them all together there. By the way, sort of following up on the American Family Farmer show from this week, which you can listen to on a lot of the same stations that carry the DJV program. Also, you can find it, both the show and the podcasts, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The government says, ladies, that family farms remain the primary source of food production in our country. That's why I do this, American Family Farmer, because I want to support. The government doesn't say that they're healthy. Well,
yeah.
because it's possible that they are doing the work, but they're not making the money.
Yeah.
The economic research shows that 87% of farm production is either at break even or a loss.
Right.
So how do we how do you keep that going? How do you feed a country? Never mind, we used to be the breadbasket of the world, not anymore. And you know, the Chinese are coming over here because they know that we grow better crops and have better of everything, and that's why they're trying to get into it. This week on the American Family Farm, we have a fellow from Mississippi who does a lot of writing on various problems, family farm problems, and he addresses the whole business. He's the first one that I've had on that program, Victoria, who lock, stock, and barrel agrees with me about the Chinese and what they're doing in terms of buying into American food production and buying land in America and that stuff. Wake up, America, is probably the underscore here for that. You really do need to wake up. Jay, I haven't asked for a while about the relief, not just for farmers where you are down in Tennessee and in Kentucky after the tornado. Most of the time these things get headlines for 3 or 4 days, then they're gone. Nobody thinks about them. I tried to keep everybody apprised of what was going on so that they felt like donating toward the end of the year to that outfit that we were supporting, that they would do that. But what do you feel, what do you sense is going on, not just with farmers, but life in general down in those counties that have been impacted by this?
Yeah, the hardest hit was Bowling Green in Kentucky, north of us. So there was just so much damage. It's going to take a lot of cleaning up. We actually drove through it over the holidays, over Christmas, and we were in a very small area, and it was just the damage that you could see from the highway or the interstate was truly incredible. There wasn't much here. But even those floods that were about southwest of Nashville that we had the other month, those are still kind of getting cleaned up. But you're right. The news cycle has already switched over that there's not too much being mentioned anymore.
No, not at all. I haven't seen anything anywhere around. What I have seen today that intrigued me with regard to something new is the story about the Wampanoag Indians who helped the Pilgrims survive. They have been in court here in Massachusetts trying to get the lands that they owned that were taken away from them back, their ancestral homeland. So apparently this week they've won a major victory, not in local court, but they went to the federal courts to go up against the Department of the Interior, which, by the way, is the biggest land grabber, the most difficult people. You talk about, if you watch Yellowstone, the subterranean line is that the Dutton family is trying to steal all the land, or they've stolen all the land to become the biggest and most powerful ranchers around. Well, they can't hold a candle to what the U.S. government has done over the years since actually the beginning of the 19th century. After the War of 1812, the United States government was all over the interior. We had the Louisiana Purchase, and then all the lands in the West were ours. The government came in and just yanked them from the natives. And it wasn't just in the West, it was here where I am in Massachusetts. So this was 320 acres around Cape Cod. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means that they have sort of an open door to go after some of the other, things that have been stolen. And now, what about developing this land into a casino?
Yeah, now they can actually move forward. Well, they can move forward with that now. And so this tribe has 2,800 members.
Yeah.
This has been a weird, long story. So in the 70s, they tried to reclaim the land, but a federal judge didn't recognize them as an actual tribe,
right,
which is insane to me.
Yeah.
And then in the mid-70s, they filed for federal recognition. And it took until 2007 that they were actually granted the status as being These are the Mashpee Wampanoags. They were actually granted in 2007 that status. And then in 2015, the Obama administration put their 320 acres in a federal trust. And so I don't know the reason why, other than the obvious of Trump tried to overturn everything Obama did. Trump took the land away from them. I don't know why. I tried to Google what the reasoning was. I can't find any reasoning why he did that. I don't want to just make the assumption of the obvious that, oh, well, it's because Obama did it. Trump did a lot. He undid a lot of things that Obama did, and doesn't seem to be for any other reason other than he didn't like Obama. And so now a federal judge has kicked this back into the Interior for reconsideration, and so it's been reinstated.
But the Interior Department of the bad guys. Here, the Interior Department are the bad guys. The Bureau of Land Management are the bad guys. The fact that they use your tax dollars to take land that they have no business.
The Department of the Interior actually were the good guys in two different times, though, because when Obama kicked it to them and said, you know, there's a law from 1934. It was called the Indian something Act. I'm blanking on what it was. The Indian Reorganization Act, and that was to help tribes get some of their land back. And so the Interior in 2015 did the right thing, I think. And then Trump overwrote that. I don't know why. I just don't understand that, what the reasoning would be. Unless there were some land developers. Cape Cod is expensive oceanfront land. I don't know. Maybe there were land developers who had a special interest and didn't want to start a casino. I don't know what the reasoning is, but it's more local politics probably in Cape Cod. So now who knows? Now they have this land and they can do pretty much what they want with it. Mm-hmm. And
one of the fallacies, though, when you hear stories like this where the Indians are going to share the money and there's huge wealth at these casinos, the tribal leaders are the ones that get the money, not the members of the tribe. It may trickle down a little bit to the members of the tribe, but basically it's the chiefs. Literally, figuratively, and their families that get the dough. And there's something wrong with that.
Do you know where... Oh, for sure. Do you know where, or are you familiar with the Wampanoag... I think it's not far from Plymouth Rock, but they have, like, a museum that you can go and visit. Because last fall... I guess it was last fall, now that we're in 2022. I sent you guys a really interesting article about the Wampanoags at Thanksgiving time and how everybody visits Plymouth Rock and that they only really need to go like a half an hour away and get the full story of the Wampanoags who are still living on that land. And it was just really interesting, and it's,
I thought that was down on one of the islands, Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I didn't know that it was there on this what we call this side of the bridge, this side of the Cape Cod Canal. I'll have to look into that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've not been there. Start of the new year can trigger mental health symptoms for a lot of people. However, there are some ways to better cope with negative events and train your brain to increase resilience.
Many people struggle with depression. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii. 16 million adults are living with major depressive disorder, and there's a new category of treatments becoming available called prescription digital therapeutics. They're app-based technologies that use high-quality software to prevent, manage, or treat a medical condition like depression. If you think you may be experiencing symptoms of depression, talk to your doctor and learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earned Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off earns January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Dust. Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
We come to save the day. Novak, I'm doing this because I like to pronounce his name, Victoria. Novak Djokovic, who is the number one tennis player in the world, can't go to Australia because there's an issue with his visa application. So he is.
Yeah, the issue is he's not vaccinated. He refuses to be vaccinated, and Australia's like, we're not messing with this.
See you later.
Yep. I mean, it's a sad loss for the tournament, and certainly, you know, when you don't have the number one player in the world at the Australian Open, that's a big disappointment. But, you know, I mean, rules are rules, right? Australia doesn't mess around.
Are the rules. Okay, so speaking of that, the federal government wants to keep schools open, generally speaking, and so a lot of communities that have looked askance at this and say, okay, well, if we want to keep getting federal aid, we got to keep the schools open. Problem is, in Chicago, 75% of the teachers are out because they're, there's a large number of them that have COVID and they don't want to go to the classroom. So I'm wondering whether there's a law against teachers striking. But isn't this kind of like a strike when the teachers say, well, I'm not going back to school because we don't like the way the city's handling the Omicron variant or in general, vaccines, the whole thing. So they're doing it, but what happens? They're trying to run around and make safety measures so the teachers come back to school. In Los Angeles, the teachers use this to try to negotiate a new contract. These teacher unions, from my perspective, even though I belong to one and was the building rep when I was a teacher back in the 70s, they're scumbags. They're not interested in the children. For the most part, they're interested in themselves, and that's it. But there has to be some meeting of the minds here. And it doesn't look like in Chicago there is a meeting of the minds. They're refusing to go back to class. So where are the children doing? Where's the education? Where the taxpayers who are paying for this? I would, if I were a taxpayer in Chicago, I'd be livid at what's going on. Really? And, are there other places? What's it? Is it, are schools all healthy in New Jersey where you are, Victoria,
it's a mix.
Jay down in?
Yeah, it's a mix here. Most, in terms of statewide, the governor has been pretty specific in that, you know, he wants schools to stay open with kids in the classroom.
Yeah.
It depends. If there's a big outbreak, then schools will go remote for a week or two, and then they go back in person. I have a friend who has several little kids down in Maryland, and they all three are in different schools, and they all have different rules. I don't know how she keeps track of everybody, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Teachers are underpaid to begin with, and then they have to use their own money to buy supplies for their classrooms. Yep. And now you're dealing with these illnesses, and you can't go to school, teacher or student, if you're sick. But yet restaurants are open. Let the kids learn.
It's the 12th day of Christmas today, the Three Kings Day. Celebrate that with your friends and family. 10 before the hour.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, and I'm happy again.
How about it? Can you tell the difference between my voice and Gene Kelly? Yes or no?
I can't. No.
No. Seamless. Beautiful.
Yeah. See? All right. Here,
off the air, I'll tell you something differently.
I know you will. Yeah. That's my tribute to myself. For today, 53 after the hour, this is Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with Victoria and Jay to make fun of me, and I will stand tall even though you do make fun of me. I wonder how many theater... Well, let's find out first why you're playing that. Somebody's birthday must be today, otherwise you wouldn't be playing it. Whose birthday?
Actually, it was a story broke yesterday that the Captain America star Chris Evans, a very likable guy, is going to play famed singer-dancer... legend Gene Kelly in a yet untitled movie. It's not going to be a biopic. Yeah. From what I read, the story is going to be Gene Kelly met somebody on the set of a movie, and they formed a really interesting bond, and Chris Evans is going to star and produce, and that'll be produced sometime in 2022.
Cool.
The question is, will anybody care? I don't know.
Good question.
I hope they do.
They might care about him. I mean, if it's Chris Evans.
Right.
Chris Evans could definitely make people care about something because he's got a big following, but
yeah.
I don't know.
He, by the way, grew up 4 miles from here. He and my son are friends. He grew up in Sudbury, Massachusetts, came back to the high school reunion last year. That's pretty funny, actually, to see everybody's reaction, because most people remembered, but they didn't remember. You know, you remember, but you don't remember about people, then you see him. Oh, right! He was in my class! Yeah!
Now, remember when we used to talk about box office? I got some ratings here, okay? Netflix just announced that their Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence movie, Don't Look Up.
Yeah,
climate change comedy was the most watched movie.
Good movie.
According to hours of viewership in the history of Netflix between December 27th
really?
And January 2nd. Yeah.
Wow.
I know a lot of people loved it. I know it got some split critical reaction, but it goes to show you star power on streaming will draw a big viewership.
And they shot some of it here in Framingham. When they were around, it was everybody was like, look at that, there's Leonardo DiCaprio in Saxonville at the Dunkin' Donuts getting a coffee. That was what was going
on. I haven't seen it yet, but I have friends who loved this movie. They thought it was great. Yeah.
And by the way, there's a message that's pretty strong in the movie that is not, that ought not to go. It's an entertaining, it's sort of light, but yet there's a message there that's very poignant. I would just say that and not give it away and spoil it, but very... It's
also Netflix, Cobra Kai Season 4 was the most watched TV program in its first week. Pretty cool that you could take a property, which is really great, back in 1984 and two sequels, Karate Kid 2, which I liked a lot. 3 is so-so, but they took that property and made it a very entertaining, successful TV series. Good for Ralph Macchio. Very
I binged all of Season 4. It was so good.
All right, wait a minute. Cool. Have you got ratings for General Hospital? As well,
I do not. That's still on the air, really?
Okay. There you go. There's your answer.
I do. I know I talked about this briefly last week, but officially, Yellowstone season 4 final on Paramount Plus drew over did 10.5 million viewers, and it's doubled its 18 to 49 audience over the last.
And once you
year.
Get it sucked into that show,
people,
I watched an episode of it last night. There's something about that show. It's vulgar. There's
an
amount of violence. The way the main characters relate to one another.
So why do you think word of mouth is spread? Why do you think it's gained such a nice follow? That's a good follow. That is the most watched basic cable. It's the most watched.
I think it's
basic
Kevin Costner. Okay, part of it is Costner himself and his own star power. Part of it is the chemistry between him and his children. The chemistry, the dislike, but there's still chemistry between the various members of the family. Will Patton's character trying to kill them all off.
He's good.
He's a good actor. And then, you know, the rough and tumble reality of what life is like on a ranch. And then there's this new kid that's 14 years old who's been introduced into it. It's a very interesting, the daughter, who's a rough, tough character in her own right, finds this kid. I don't know, was it an office or it was in the hospital?
That's good. It's the most watched streaming, most watched basic cable show since The Walking Dead in 2017.
You and your damn Walking
Dead. Does it have zombies in it? What's the story here? one other movie news interest item of interest. Sony and Marvel have pushed back its superhero vampire film, Morbius, starring Jared Leto from January to March. Obviously,
that looks awful.
He looks
creepy in that.
He loves playing a creep.
Yeah, he does like that. He's good at
it. He's good at it.
He's good at being a creep. What about what about opening up the theaters and what Omicron is doing? I think attendance off a little bit, but that'll change pretty fast. All right, Chucker, thanks. DJV Pro.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.